To the top of the sixth inning we go. It's a 6-0 lead for Georgia Southern as Ray Malone and Jeremy Yarbrough's grounds crew drags the infield. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to Georgia Southern Baseball on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield IMG College. 6-0 the lead for Georgia Southern over the Texas State Bobcats as it'll be 912, the Statesboro area code. Due up here in the sixth, and Felipe Rodriguez, Jalen Hubbard, and Dalton Sheffield to lead it off.
A little bit of rain coming down here on the field at J.I. Clemens Stadium. Schumann still on the mound, 68 pitches on the night, 7 strikeouts, only giving up one hit. The Eagles up 6-0.
Schumann peers over the tan glove in the first pitch. It's a fastball center cut to Rodriguez, 0-1. Schumann has retired the last 8 that he has faced. The last man to reach base was Rodriguez with a single back in the third. 0-1 is popped up back towards us as Tige will shed the mask just on top of the GS Jack Stallings logo. We'll reach back and make the snow cone catch. So Felipe Rodriguez will pop out to his counterpart behind the dish and one up and one away.
Tige thought he didn't get it. He had to look back in there just to make sure he had it. It was a high pop-up. Again, Flip was the only hit on the night for the Bobcats. It was a nice shot to right center field, able to get it in before he could get to 2.
Bring up Jalen Hubbard, the leadoff man. First pitch, check swing, but a called strike nonetheless on a breaking ball. 0-1.
The senior Hubbard is 0-2 on the night. 333 on the year, though. Again, good wheels. He has scored 32 runs for the Bobcats.
0-1, fouled back to the net. You've got a trio of youngsters behind the plate. One is putting his hand on the wall and acting like he's the umpire, squatting down on that foul ball. He almost went 3 rows up.
He's actually calling a pretty good game from there, too.
Probably better than some of the ones we see. 0-1. Just missed off the outside corner. The young man called it a strike. I agree with him.
I do, too, only because of the way he's called it tonight. And he hit exactly where Tige had set up. It was a perfect pitch. I don't really know what was wrong with that one.
Schumann out of the line. The 1-2 pitch. Fastball high. 2 balls, 2 strikes to Jalen Hubbard. 0-2, a strikeout back in the third inning.
Kid's wearing a Kansas City Royals hat. Teeford used to pitch for them, if I'm not mistaken.
He did. Spent a couple of years over in Korea.
I reached back for that one, didn't I?
He did. 2-2 has popped up out of play. The rain's starting to come down a little bit heavier.
I'm still dry, though, so it's all good on my end. Good breaking ball by Schumann.
Nothing quite yet that would threaten the stoppage of play. Schumann out of the line, the 2-2 pitch. Fastball misses away for 3-2. My assumption would be at the 10 o'clock hour, if we were pulled off the field again, we would postpone until tomorrow. Started a little bit earlier would be my guess. Schumann peers over the Adidas glove and the payoff pitch. Check good. Swing. Missed off the inside corner. Appeal down to first base umpire Ray Miller, but it was closer to being a strike than a check swing.
His first walk given up tonight. That was some good pitching right there, but registers his first walk of the night. He's going to put Hubbard at first.
Bring up Dalton Sheffield.
Shortstop.
So the rain's starting to come down a little bit harder now. Schumann off the first base side of the rubber. First pitch, breaking ball, misses away.
We talked about Hubbard when he was up to bat, how he has scored 32 runs for the Bobcats. He's got a healthy lead over there at first. They got to get something going, so wouldn't be surprised if they do show a little aggressiveness. He certainly has the wheels to get down there. Knowing you have a backup catcher in there, you might want to roll it.
1-0. Chopper off his person at the plate for 1-1.
Off his person. I like that.
Kind of throw something out there, see if it sticks.
Yeah. Or his left leg.
That too.
Thanks for letting me hang out with you tonight, Colin. I'm having a good old time.
It's love doing
good.
It.
Good to be at the ballpark.
Hubbard over at first. Sheffield awaits the 1-1 from Schumann. The rain-covered pitch called a strike on the outside part of the plate. Dalton Sheffield was not a huge fan of it. And in the words of Ryan Chambers, he didn't like it, but he doesn't have to.
There you go.
6-0 the lead for Georgia Southern in the top of the sixth inning.
They don't call them ballparks anymore, do they?
No, but they should. I love a good ballpark. 1-2. Chopper to the right side of the infield. Could be two. Curry flips to second for one. On to first will not be made as good hard slide by Hubbard. Everything clean out at second, but fielder's choice puts Sheffield over at first base. And Hubbard out 4-6 for the second out.
Curry playing pretty deep back there at second, just on the borderline of the grass, and it wasn't exactly a hard ground ball. And again, you have the speedster at first, and give him, he got down the first baseline pretty good as well. Two outs.
Bring up Jackson Williams with two outs. Three-hole hitter, 0-for-2 with a pair of strikeouts against you. The rain maybe lightens up a smidge. Fastball misses high and away for 1-0. Williams will wipe the rain off the brim of the batting cap. Taps the plate twice. Now we'll bring it behind the right ear. Open stance from the right side as Sheffield gets his lead from first. Pretty good lead off of first. 1-0 is lifted into left field. Charging on is Tyler Martyr. As falling fast, it'll fall in front of Tyler. Second hit of the ball game for the Texas State Bobcats.
So Schumann,
two on.
So Schumann registered his first walk on the night here and giving up his second hit on the night. He's had a pretty good ball game so far, obviously. If you just look at the stats there, it says all you need to know. Seven strikeouts now with one walk and just giving up the second hit. Bobcats finally have a runner in scoring position. It brings up Hollis back up, and I believe he struck out twice.
He has, once looking, once swinging, but bats with two on. A little bit of a altered shift. Austin Thompson right behind the second base bag. Blake Evans has to stay near the third base bag with a runner out at second base. First pitch to Hollis. The breaking ball catches the knees for nothing and one.
That was your pitch, Mr. Hollis. Came right in there.
The rain continues to fall. Again, we sat for an hour and 45 minutes with no rain and no baseball because of lightning a little bit earlier.
Wind still blowing to the left towards the softball complex.
It's the 0-1. Fastball called strike on the outside corner. And nothing and two the count.
You got to think Schumann's going to come back with something to make him chase it here. Don't give him anything good to hit. He's going to have to swing at anything close, knowing he's struck out twice now.
Schumann comes set at the Eagles across the chest. Peek back to second base momentarily in the 0-2 plate work. Fastball away for 1-2.
Exactly what we thought he would. Fastball away, thinking he might chase it. Hollis up to bat's kind of got an open stance to him. Keeps that bat on his back shoulder almost until the pitch gets there. Somewhat like an old softball stance.
Big figure is Hollis in the left-handed box for the 1-2 delivery from Schumann. Chopper down the third base line. Evans will field. Nice short hop. Flip on to first in time. What a play by the freshman out of Ackworth as Blake Evans continues to dazzle with the glove. Gets Georgia Southern out of the biggest jam that they've had in the ballgame. We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. After no runs on one hit, no errors, two left. Go to the bottom of the sixth. 6-0 the lead for Georgia Southern on the Georgia Southern Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.